Good morning, friends. I hope you're feeling well. I hope you're rested. Sometimes the first couple of days of retreat, it's hard to get used to a new place to sleep. But hopefully we're past the halfway point, and it's the beauty of having a bit longer time, you know, at least a week to retreat. It's time to settle in and really deepen. And I can feel the practice deepening, the silence in the hall. It's very beautiful. The stillness. Not that there's, you know, it's not that you have to be absolutely still in the sitting, but there is, as the mind becomes still, the body becomes more still. And as the body becomes more still, it supports the quieting of the mind as well. As we sit in our meditation practice and settle and bring awareness to the body, we can bring a kind of holistic awareness to the body. We're so used to bringing attention and intention from the mind, from the brain. It can be a kind of very narrowing way of focusing attention, and often people bring that to the way that they work in meditation, like really a very fine and precise focus to the breath, you know, like just feeling the breath on the tip of the nose. That can be helpful to collect the attention. I think as we move along in our practice, not that there's a particular linear way that we move through practice, but as practice develops, more and more having this holistic presence in the body really supports our deepening awareness and investigation and presence with what is unfolding moment by moment. And it can be helpful to think of this as having a more heart-based quality of attention rather than a brain-based quality of attention. Our knowing, our awareness, our consciousness is actually through the whole body. Our neurological system runs through the whole body. And, you know, a few years ago with all the brain research, there was a lot of emphasis in neuropsychology and neurobiology on the brain, and isn't it amazing? And it is. And I think, you know, I see that that's faded somewhat, or transitioned is a better way of putting it, to understanding that there are different centers in the body of awareness, and bringing our attention deeper in the body, and actually having a sense of the whole body as we sit in practice and cultivating that sense of being present in the whole body is most supportive for our investigation. When I sit in meditation, as I come into my practice, into my meditation, there's a sense of inhabiting the space. It's a space which is not a kind of a sharply delineated perimeter of space, but it's a field of energy. The body is really a field of energy. And everything is a flow of energy, in and out and through. And we can really come to appreciate that as we do an embodied practice. We think of ourselves as objects. I talked about that on the first night or the first day of retreat. You know, we tend to think of ourselves as objects in a space. And it might be more, if we're going to use those figures of speech, it might be more accurate to say we're verbs. We're more like verbs than nouns. We're processes, streams of being, as the Tibetan saying goes. So as we inhabit the body, we can inhabit it as this sense of being in this field of knowing. And there is, we can center our attention in the body in a particular place, or we can open up the attention to inhabit the whole body. And as we do that, we can begin to notice what are the energies that are present in the body. So that's what I mean by when I use the word investigation. What's happening? What's unfolding? And there's a way in which giving that space or inhabiting that space with a quality of openness, receptivity, and acceptance allows what is present, what might be stuck, what might be contracted, what might be knotted, can begin to loosen and move. And so sometimes just things come up because they've been unconsciously held in the body. Sometimes memories come up. Sometimes we recognize that there's a certain quality of energy that's been present, a drivenness or an anxiety or an anger. And so giving space to allow it to just loosen and move through us, because all things are of the nature to change. So whatever stuckness there is somehow being held. I find even on days that I wake up and I feel just maybe not quite right. Maybe there's something in the body that is like a little bug, you know, a little bacterial thing or virus thing. And even just giving space to whatever is there physically, supports, I think, it moving through and allowing the system to do what it has to do. It is pretty well researched that this practice does support the immune system. So I don't think I'm being too flaky in saying that kind of thing. It just does allow our bodies to do what naturally they would want to do. It is don't take any implication that somehow illness is a failure. And if we fall ill, if we have a sickness that somehow we haven't practiced well or it's our fault, that's, I think, a really grave misunderstanding. So in your practice, what I'd like to encourage today is to, as we enter into practice, to just we collect the attention with the breath, and that's very, very helpful to if that is your practice. For some people, the breath can be hard to work with, but if you can work with the breath, entering into the practice, just into your meditation practice, just feeling the breath in the body, maybe in a particular place. And then as you sit, as you enter into the sitting, arriving in a whole body presence. And that doesn't mean any particular way that you should experience the body. It might be that there are certain parts of the body that feel somehow in shadow, that it's harder to feel, or that feel numb or blocked. And that is that's a normal experience in meditation. And so there's nothing that needs to be perfected or struggled with. Just allowing in a gentle, holistic way for the attention, the awareness to infuse the body in as it does, as it can, as it unfolds, and it will change, it will develop, it will unfold. And then noticing what's there, noticing, how does it feel to have a body? How does it feel in this body? And noticing the softness, the places of hardness. So the earth element, the water element, the fire and air element in the body. So the flow of these different elements. And noticing the energies. So is there a contracted energy? Is there a tight or an anxious energy? Is there a peaceful, an expansive energy? Is there joy arising? Is there rapture arising? A kind of an upflow of energy that sometimes comes with a deepening of meditation. So this quality of receptivity, of listening, of attention, in an open way, not trying to have it, not having too tight a focus, allows us to then move through our day and in our life. It lays the groundwork for us to live from an embodied place. And living from an embodied place allows us to respond from the heart, from our deep sense of intention to be a gentle presence or a positive presence in the world, in our lives, rather than moving from a belief or what should be or what should not be, but being open in a heartful way, in an embodied way, in how we respond, how we are taking in life, what the world is presenting to us in each moment, and how we respond from a place of embodiment. And the body, as I mentioned earlier in another talk, the body becomes such a precious ally in our practice. The body really is the seat of wisdom. The body is the seat of kindness. When we are really listening and trusting this embodied presence. So let's move into practice. And as you practice, I encourage you to open that attention, open that awareness into the whole body presence. And let the breath be there as a support. It can go into the periphery, or it can go into the background, or it can be felt as a kind of a whole body experience. Like you might explore, where do I experience the breath? Do I experience the breath in subtle movements, you know, in the lower back, on the buttocks, just the pressure as I breathe in, breathe out. That can be, you know, something just to explore as a way of having a sense of this whole body is breathing. This whole body is part of this taking in and breathing out, giving out, which is continuous. Even our skin is breathing. And as we take our seat, as we arrive, we might notice a quality of coming home, a sense of coming home. Coming home to the body, coming home to the heart. coming home to rest in awareness itself. Mindful of awareness. Turning that spoke of attention inward.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.